It was first shock, and then there was lots of anger. Jeffrey Epstein was an accused sex trafficker and abuser of children. He was connected to some of the richest and most influential people in the world. Tonight, he is dead by an apparent suicide.
Jeffrey Epstein was found unresponsive in his Manhattan jail cell early this morning. He was rushed to the hospital, but it was too late, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Multiple law enforcement sources tell NBC News Epstein hanged himself. Epstein's death brings an end to his criminal case, which for the accusers was going to be a chance for their stories to be heard in court. Both the FBI and Inspector General are conducting investigations into Epstein's death. In a statement, Attorney General William Barr writes in part, "I was appalled to learn that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered. Among them, why wasn't he being watched? Just 3 weeks ago, the 66-year-old was found injured in his cell. According to multiple sources familiar with that incident, he had marks on his neck, and it was believed to have been a possible suicide attempt. So he was put in isolation and on suicide watch. But today, multiple people familiar with the investigation tell NBC News Epstein was not on suicide watch at the time of his death.
Had he been taken off suicide watch, the question becomes why?
Cameron Lindsay is a retired warden from three federal prisons.
I would want updates on him multiple times a day. And if my chief psychologist, a program coordinator, was contemplating taking the inmate off suicide, I would certainly expect that issue to be discussed among the facility's executive staff.
Epstein's death, he says, makes the whole system look bad.
This is a huge black eye on the U.S. Department of Justice, and more specifically, the Bureau of Prisons, and even more specifically, MCC New York.
Stephanie, did we hear anything from those representing Epstein?
We did, actually, in a rare public statement. One of his defense attorneys who spoke out, he says, as a private citizen, put the blame on people he called overzealous prosecutors, compliant judges, and a hysterical press corps. He writes, quote, "all seem to have a share of Mr. Epstein's blood on their hands."